Joining us from Juneau is APRN's Dave Donaldson, who has been watching the coastal management issue since the changes were made to it back in 2003. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, what was at the bottom line of this defeat, do you think? What role did opponents' money play in it?
Oh, money was important. I don't know that it was everything. It was mostly oil and mining money. It was just this huge supply of cash there. The supporters, meanwhile, were only able to get one TV spot on the air. And we're talking $1.5 million versus $200,000 for the supporters. I was talking to somebody Monday who said she got six opposition pamphlets in the mail on the same day. It was this wall of sound that advertisers as well as music producers love to see, that you just can't get another message past it. And there were deeper issues, though. I mean, developers have been saying that they've had problems with this program for at least a decade that I've been hearing them. And supporters never really presented a finished alternative or a finished product of what they wanted until literally the very end of the session.
There was talk during the campaign about how this issue could be brought back before the legislature. Do you think that's still possible, that we'll see a rebirth of coastal management? They couldn't get it done before. That's why this ballot initiative was born, especially in light of the changes that we saw in the Senate and the House last night.
Well, first of all, 62% of the public being against something is a bad start. I don't think that, I don't know what you would come up with that you thought that you could override that kind of an opposition. The other side of it is that I think that the resource development community is going to have to see some losses. Something is going to happen because there is no program in place. And at that point, perhaps that will open the way for the fact that, yeah, we need something. Now let's seriously get together and talk about getting it together and making something that works. What you see right now is, literally you see organizations asking for help. People, please write to Congress, please write the president, and so forth on things. And you see the attorney general in court complaining about things. But you've got to really see the results of a negative aspect before you see people come up with a positive one.
Dave, two members of the Senate Bipartisan Working Group were defeated yesterday. Do you see this as an early indication that this group may be on its way out?
I do not at all, not yet, just because there are two losses, that list in November that matters. Remember, Tom Wagner was always a critic of the organization. As a matter of fact, in 2009 and 10, he was a member of the minority. Right now, just this morning, my look at the candidates for this fall, I look at results being that there are 13 Republicans and 7 Democrats in the lead, as they are right now. That'll change, but there are a lot of those Republicans who are more in alignment with the Democrats, the conservative Democrats especially, than they are with the harder conservative Republicans. And that's what brought about the coalition in the first place, and unless there's some kind of a meltdown somewhere, I think that bipartisan group will reemerge in time for next year's session.
There's every anticipation that the governor will have another oil tax cut before the legislature next year. Can he get enough people elected to get this bill passed?
A good politician could get people elected and get the bill passed. Could have done it 2 years ago. The governor is going to have to make a lot of changes in his approach, however. In all reality, for the past 2 years, he's not willing to publicly, openly debate the issue or to deal with lawmakers who, really at the start, they were just asking questions. He didn't present the convincing evidence to support his arguments. So I think that if the governor will actually actively get involved in those elections, I think that, yes, he could perhaps get some. He can get them to make a change in things. And I look forward to seeing him on the trail out there talking to people, talking to the public. It'll be an interesting way, and it could lead to some pretty good policy.
All right, Dave, thanks for that update.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson, reporting from Juneau.